Rick's getting in trouble.
I did again. Well, my wife was going in to get her real ID, which I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten yours yet, take everything and anything that can prove that you're you.
I had gotten mine not that long ago. It took my daughter because she turned 16. God. No, we didn't have it all.
Yeah.
I thought we did. We did not.
I did too. I thought, I can't think of anything else.
Well, should have just grabbed the lockbox and took it.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, so I told my wife, I said, you take everything. Take your backseat driver's license too.
Oh, there's where he gets in trouble.
Which it got me a salute.
And one fingers.
Yeah.
You're so ornery.
She does this. We're driving to St. Louis, Leslie. She does it. If anything surprising happens, like if I pass a semi, it's anything that happens quickly.
I'm riding with a 16-year-old. Oh,
yeah.
Mom? What? No.
Well, anything that happens quickly, mm-hmm. It's like the Jamie Lee Curtis scary movie Scream, which scares me.
It scares you, the driver.
Oh, jeez. And I'm like, well, you just don't do that. You just gave me a heart attack. So, yeah, backseat driver, not fun. You've got one. What is yours, Stu?
My grandmother is the worst backseat driver I have ever met. She has a license that says certified backseat driver. She got off of a prank site.
Awesome.
We were riding in the van, and my mom was driving, and my grandma was sitting next to her, and she kept making comments about how soon she would turn on her blinker compared to braking and stuff. And my mom looked at her and said, I'm the one driving. You're a backseat driver, and you're bad at it. And she pulls it out and goes, nuh-uh. I am a certified backseat driver, and I can critique your driving.
There it is. That's what you need.
Oh, grandma's fantastic.
That's great. I love that.